जय नाथ माधव जय राधम कुंज विहारी जय कपिजनवल्लभ ग्रीवरदारी यशोदनंदन ब्रजजन रंजन यमुनती रावणचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय कपिजनवल्लभ ग्रीवरदारी यशोदनंदन ब्रजजन रंजन यमुना रावणचारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तदोदयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवत्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवदीमुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिं भवदीर्नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम कांड 10 चैप्टर 36 द स्लेइंग ऑफ अरिष्टा द बुल डेमन टेक्स्ट 5। I'll read from text 5 to 14 the translation, then 15 will read the sloka. The domestic animals fled the pasture in fear. O king, and all the inhabitants rushed to Lord Govinda for shelter, crying, Krishna, Krishna. Text 6. When the Supreme Lord saw the cowherd community distraught and fleeing in fear, he calmed them, saying, "Don't be afraid." Then he called out to the bull demon as follows. Text 7. "You fool, what do you think you are doing? You wicked rascal, frightening the cowherd community and their animals, when I am here just to punish corrupt miscreants like you." Text 8. Having spoken these words, the infallible Lord Hari slapped his arms with his palms, further angering Arista with a loud sound. The Lord then casually threw his mighty serpentine arm over the shoulder of a friend and stood facing the demon. Purport: Lord Krishna showed his contempt for the ignorant demon. Text 9. Thus provoked, Arista pawed the ground with one of his hooves and then, with the clouds hovering around his upraised tail, furiously charged Krishna. Text 10. Pointing the tips of his horns straight ahead and glaring menacingly at Lord Krishna from the corners of his blood-shot eyes, Arista rushed toward him at full speed, like a thunderbolt hurled by Indra. Text 11. The Supreme Lord Krishna seized Aristasura by the horns and threw him back 18 steps, just as an elephant might do when fighting a rival elephant. Text 12. Thus repulsed by the Supreme Lord, the bull demon got up and, breathing hard and swelling all over his body, again charged him in a mindless rage. Text 13. As Arista attacked, Lord Krishna seized him by the horns and knocked him to the ground with his foot. The Lord then thrust him as if he wore a wet cloth. And finally, he yanked out one of the demon's horns and struck him with it until he lay prostrate. Text 14. Vomiting blood and profusely excreting stool and urine, kicking his legs and rolling his eyes about, Arishtasura thus went painfully to the abode of death. The demigods honored Lord Krishna by scattering flowers upon him. Text 15. Now I read the sloka. Evam kukutminam katva. Evam kukutminam katva. Stoyamanaha duichatibi. Stoyamanaha duijatibi. Vimesha kostam sabalo. Vimesha kostam sabalo. Kopinam nayanotsava. Kopinam nayanotsava. Evam kukutminam khatva. Suyamanaka tujadibi. Vesakostam sabalo. Kopinam nayanotsava. Suyamanaka tujadibi. Vesakostam sabalo. Thus, Kukutminam, the humped bulldaman, Atva, killing, Soyamanaha, being praised, Tujadibi, by the Brahmanas, Vibhesha, he entered Kostam, the cowherd village, Sabala, together with the Lord Balarama, Kopinam, of the Kopis, Nayana, for the eyes, Utsava, who is a festival. Translation. Having thus killed the Puldamana Arishta, he who is festival of for the Kopis eyes, enter the cowherd village with Balarama. Purport. This verse exemplifies the supreme contrast of spiritual qualities within Sri Krishna. In one four-line verse, we simultaneously learn that Lord Krishna killed a powerful and wicked demon, and that his boy's beauty gave festive pleasure to his young girlfriends. Lord Krishna is as hard as a thunderbolt or as soft as a rose, depending on our attitude toward him. The demon Arista wanted to kill Krishna and all his friends. So the Lord beat him into a wet rag and killed him. The gopis, however, loved Krishna, and thus the Lord boyishly reciprocated their conjugal feelings. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Shai Bule Sumadhi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sonyavadi Pashyatta Deshadarine Sri Krishna Jaidanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Kadadara Srivasadi Gauravatta Varanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I seek the blessings of all Vaishnavas to give this lecture on the line of our parampara. Also, I thank the management for giving me an opportunity to talk about Krishna in his place. Now, this is the pastime which we have heard often, the killing of Arishtasura. And what is a special? It's nothing special with Krishna. Everything is very common. But what is the purpose? Sukadeva Goswami has explained so many verses, so many on one killing asura. Actually, it is mentioned every day Krishna has killed so many asuras, but it cannot be quoted everywhere in the Bhagavad. He has mentioned only samples. Few samples Sukadeva Goswami mentioned. That is the amount of Krishna's pastimes and leelas which makes everyone to enjoy. And here we see Govinam Nayanotshava. One side for Gopis is festival. That name is very nicely named, Krishna's. Govinam Nayana Utshava. It's a festival for the law, Gopis. But a fear for asuras. How these contradicting two extreme qualities comes in the Lord? It's nothing special. His nature is a Bhagavan. Like a Bhagavan means, Parasarashi explained that six qualities. In the six qualities also totally opposite natures are there. What are the opposite natures? He is full of opulence. Completely full of opulence. Nobody equal. That is one quality. What is the opposite quality? Complete renunciation. That is why he is a Bhagavan. Two extreme opposite qualities are within the Lord. And that way, he can establish the special nature that he is Lord. He cannot have contradiction. Extreme ends. Like we cannot have same quality as having, possessing everything, at the same time leaving everything also. And a very simple example Prabhupada quote is for renunciation. Not the wealth or other things. Most wealthy things for Krishna is gopis. Love and affection of gopis and Vrindavan. He left them in a moment. And it is easy to give up them all other things. But a true love and affection which they sowed, Krishna himself told nothing can be compensated other than their own love and affection. Such a thing he renounced in no time. the type of extreme qualities are established in the Krishna, which make him to call as Bhagavan. Not that because somebody is possessing is Bhagavan, who can renounce also Bhagavan. Similarly, somebody who can kill this asuras is not Bhagavan. Who can show the extreme soft love and affection also Bhagavan, Krishna. Actually, we read in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhana unasaya duskritam dharma samsthamanata sambhavami yuga yuga. Krishna tells, to protect the sadhu, to kill the asura demons, and to maintain the dharma, I come every yuga. Is it the true reason? Krishna has all leelas and pastimes have inner meaning and external meaning, Acharya has explained. Is it necessary that Krishna should come to protect the devotees? Is it necessary that Krishna should come to kill the demons? Is it necessary Krishna should come to protect the things? Prabhupada writes someplace, by his thought alone, Krishna can execute all these things. He need not come also, or not his servants. Even worst case, he can send his Sudarshana. He can finish the all job. Protection and killing, both can be done with Sudarshana. Dharma, samsthana, some as devotees can do the job. What is the need of Krishna to come? What is the internal, real meaning of Krishna coming to this planet? Mostly for enjoying his pastimes, leelas. Krishna is very special with his leelas. And leaves the soul leelas and pastimes so that yuga after yuga they will be talked by the devotees and enjoyed and they will develop the devotion. He wants to come and do pastimes here for the purpose only he comes here. And pastimes are most like leelas and dramas. Like a drama, when it is that somebody compiles the scripts, somebody select the actors, somebody is to set the stage, somebody is put the scenes, everything is perfectly done, the drama becomes perfect. Krishna is a perfect director. He does the perfect drama. When he was about to take the some activity, some leela, he sets up the every environment perfect so that everybody can do the job perfectly and the drama will be perfect. The simple example, when Lord is about to come to this planet, Avatar, Krishna Avatar, there's a message gone, spread, then drama started. Then, before drama starts, everything should be arranged. Therefore, all devas joined together in Mahabharata, it is told. And all of them tells these are the people should go. Some should go before Lord, some should go after Lord appearance. The pastimes will not be good only with the devas. There should be fighters also. Otherwise it will be very smooth. Lord sometimes doesn't like everything goes smooth. It's like a boring. There should be some fight, some quarrel, some argument, something. Then only you will not sleep and chanting also. Sometimes you don't sleep chanting if you have fight with somebody that day. Because our mind is full on the thoughts. Or some agitation is in the mind, you won't sleep. Maybe you will chant more rounds also. But concentration will not be. Similarly, the Lord also doesn't want sometime everything goes smoothly, softly, because the drama will not be nice. Some enemy also should be there, some fighter should be there. That asuras also will be sent. They call all asuras, you also go. Then only drama will be perfect. That Mahabharata is very neatly talking about these things. How? And Mahabharata and Harivamsa Purana, both are telling how the drama is set earlier. In Harivamsa Purana, there is a discussion between Narada Rishi and Narayana. Narada Rishi is telling Narayana, So many already have born asuras in this world to complete your pastimes, to perfect your pastimes. The pastime is perfected not only with the deva's appearance and with the asura's appearance also. They are also born. Then he is telling, first he is talking about Kamsa. Narada Rishi is talking to Kamsa is born, he is same Kalanemi killed by you. He was a Kalanemi Asura killed before. Now he is born as a Kamsa. He is born as the son of Ukrasena. He has taken birth in the Bhoja Vamsa. He is explaining very much about his body, broad eyes. He has a movement like a lion. He has got very big name in the world. Very, very, what name? Very horrible person. All kings and people, they are very fearful of him. Such a way he has established the things. Like that he has given big explanation of the things. Therefore, then he is talking about everyone. Then he is talking about Kesi. The Kesi was previously, he was Hayagriva, not that lord. He can run like a horse. That type of person has born, the asura has born in the name of Kesi. He has a younger brother of Kamsa. Then he makes sound like a horse. His hairs in the shoulder is heavy. And he is living alone in Vrindavan. And he is living on the human flesh. These are the qualities of Kesi. Narada Rishi is explaining. Then he is talking about Ashtasura. Ashtasura is a son of Pali, Paliputra. Ashtasura is nothing but Paliputra, son of Bali Maharaja. Even though he is a devotee, not necessary, but devotee's sons should be always devotees. And he is very much against all the cows. And he continues with this war, the Kolaya Bida. His three son Rishta, he has come as a Kolaya Bida. Then using Lamba, he has become Asura Pralambasura. He is living in the Bandiravan, under a banyan tree he is living. He is explaining. Similarly, and Tenugasura, previous birth he was Kara. He is living Talvan and very much disturbing the Prajavasis. Then, over Sanura and Mustika, they are Varaka and Kishora. These are the two names of the Asura. Now they are born like Sanura and Mustika. Now they are making Krishna, sorry, Kamsa happy by fighting. And similarly, Maya Matra Tara, these two Asuras, Naragasura family has come. Now these are all the appearance of all Asuras he is talking about. So that the pastimes will be perfect with birth of Asuras also. Like Ashtasura is one of them. And similarly, when Asuras are born, Devas also, like Kamsa born before Krishna appearance. And Mahabharata is also explaining a lot. And many Devas. And some of the Devas, you know all the Panjabandavas are Amsasa Devas. Yudhishthira is Amsa of Yamaraja. And Bhima is Amsa of Vayu. And Arjuna is son of Indra. And Nagala Sagadavi is of Ashwini Kumaras. And similarly, so many devas also, they take birth to join the pastime. It's a big list is there. And some of the pastimes are very special, that Abhimani is son of Soma, Chandra. But he doesn't want to get his son separated long time from him. He doesn't want to send his son long time to, for this Leela out of him. Then they gave a promise he'll come back at the age of 16. Okay, Abhimani will be back to you at the age of 16. Only 16 years will leave him to join the pastime. They say Abhimani was killed at the age of 16 and went back. For us, it looks like a very sad event, so many things one see. But in the master plan, he is made this drama is already prefixed. Like a cricket game is prefixed. Here also prefixed. Abhimani should go at the age of 16. They say he's finished. Like there's so many things in the Mahabharata, in the beginning itself, which explains all these devas and all those things, how they go and all this. Therefore, in short, when you think about this, all these pastimes are Lord and all appearance and disappearance. And they are also playing a major role even in the Lord's Leela, maybe negatively or positively. But since the Lord is absolute, there is no negative in him. Even plays a negative role, it becomes favorable for Lord's pastime. That's why even in the war, Mahabharata war, whoever is killed, all of them went back to Krishna. Because in his presence the war was there and they fight. Similarly, the asuras who played the negative role in Krishna's pastime, they played according to the Lord's pre-plan. Therefore, this is like somebody put a, what is that, like a Vesha, like a bad man. It's not a bad man. Similarly, jivas, every jiva is so Krishna's nature. Mamayeva Amsa. Is Amsa. How can it be bad? Therefore, so temporarily they are playing this game with the Lord's arrangement and play. Otherwise, why this Jayavijay born 3 times as asuras? That is again, Lord asked him, you want 3 births as enemies or 7 births as devotees? They didn't want to get separated from Lord long time. Therefore, they accepted 3 times enemies. Why that birth? That also they explained, so Rishi. Because he wanted person to fighting potency. He has, Lord has fighting potency. He has to fight with somebody. But he wants to fight with only with the devotees, the equal power. Therefore, Jaya Vijaya they found equal. Therefore, 3 births, Lord came and fought. You can see, you know, the Narasimha Avatar, like one slipping there. Everybody, oh, gone and all those things. Slipped from, Hiranyakashipu slipped from him. And Lord makes anxiety to all the devotees so that the drama will be very perfect. Like when you are seeing something, hero is getting affected, good person is getting affected, all gets shocked, you know. Like this, so Lord is getting, going to be aroused that all devas are, oh, they make sound. When Hiranyakashipu escaped from that. They are equal fights. They want, Lord wants such a thing. It's Lord's own arrangement. They bond like 3 births as enemies. That's why you don't see so much Sugarishi not contempting these asuras, contempting asuras. In short, if we extend this thought and philosophy, even in our day-to-day life, we can see everybody has come to this planet with some way of functioning, some swabha, some nature, some character to execute in the Lord's arrangement. In particular, Vrindavana or temple or with our associates and all those things. Then we can have a better vision of all this creation and a better vision of how to deal with others, how to communicate with others, how to understand others, how to do. Because everybody has come with a particular specific purpose which is decided by the Lord, which is by their karma or by their things. But ultimate sanctioner is Krishna. And anyway, they have taken shelter of Krishna. And some didn't take the shelter. Maybe over a period they may take time. Everybody will come back. And everybody is going certain pastimes. Everybody has pre-assigned duty they are doing. But everybody is helping. And that way, we try to extend this principle that every jiva has come to this planet either a devotee or non-devotee, they have come with a specific purpose, specific pre-assigned, either by karma or by Lord wish, but we understand that level of our understanding, then our life will be a little more peaceful. We don't call somebody, then you come out of the duality. That's why Bhagavad Gita always tells, come out of the duality. We are very much attached to this duality, good and bad, right person, wrong person, and so many such things disturb our whole devotional life and mind setup, everything. Now, in a clear understanding, we need to have such a thought, like even Lord Global Sense, he played in Vrindavan, so many asuras came, so many things. This is one pastime, Krishna. So many, Narasimha, so many pastimes, so many things are coming. And what to talk about, the whole drama is pre-planned by the Lord. And he is running everything. He is making everybody to things. Maybe somebody is pre-assigned by Lord or by his karma, but all these things. If Krishna wants, he can finish it in no time, all his karmas. Karmani nirdagadi kindisa bhakti bhajam. It's rooted out, it will be rooted out by a devotion service. Why he is keeping it? Maybe some purpose. But everybody is advancing, everybody is doing. And so that we have to extend these ideas so that we will not become a victim of criticizing, commenting or other things. And also we need to know we have our own limitation, we have come our own play, and let us complete our play perfectly. Let others play the complete their play perfectly. Anyway, Krishna has given a guarantee, and everybody who name bhakta pranishyadi, he gives the guarantee. Certainly one day everybody has come down, and in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the things that he was quoting, who is devotee, that the conversation, you know. Ultimately everybody is a devotee, that's the thing. First he tells who is chanting, who is doing, who is doing. Even once tell Krishna is the devotee, then finally every jiva is devotee. That is the conclusion. You know, remember that particular discussion, it's a big discussion. Therefore, we have to consider every jiva as a devotee, and over a period that maybe now they are covered with some illusion, the day will come everybody. Then why Krishna is telling Mamayeva Amsa? If it's not, how somebody can be wrong if he's Amsa? Is Krishna Samsa, every jiva? Then why Krishna is Jivara Swarvaga, Krishna and Nityadas? Mahaprabhu, he tells. The jiva's original nature is Krishna's Nityadas. How can some coverage, some temporary things? Let us help him, let us help ours, and let us move forward. And this whole drama, we cannot make a big deviated drama or big heavy drama. And imagine the purpose, what for we came here is for particular purpose. Let us enjoy the real purpose. With this understanding, this lot of things it helped me in my life. This type of thoughts, if we develop little more, everybody plays. And you need to, like this is another difficult task of being a manager. Or like management rajoguna. You cannot be in satoguna. Like satoguna, you need not to, you cannot fight, you cannot argue. But in Raja Rajo. The Raja comes from Rajoguna. You need Rajoguna. You go to shout, you go to correct, you go to fight. But how to do? This is a management. This is another part of drama. You go to play this drama. So he has to play the drama, Satoguna giving instruction. You go to play the drama, Rajoguna, you go to do this. How to do? That's how you learn all the history of kings. How did they did? I remember that when Rama was in the forest, in Tadagavan, the rishis all came meeting in Rama, requesting Rama, this Tadagavan is full of rakshasas. Asuras are different, rakshasas are different. Asuras have followed some norms, whimsical, but rakshasas fully out of. Their only food is human flesh. And they kill us and eat. Please protect us. And they are telling, by our own power we can kill them. But we are not supposed to do. Two things. We are supposed to follow the Brahmanas. We cannot do Kshatriya job. Second thing is, by doing that we lose all the power. Even materially or spiritually, somebody gets angry, you curse, you think, all your spiritual power, mental power goes. And the physical power also. Your blood pressure rise, your BP rise, your sugar increase. Because your mind agitation agitate the whole body. Physically, spiritually, you are so restless. You cannot chant properly. You cannot do your service properly. That way, both the ways is harmful. Therefore, they tell us, a devotee who are in the service or something. I remember something. I was in some temple, some problem was there. The pujari tries to come. No. You are pujari, you are doing serving Lord, you don't come. Somebody others will handle some other problems. Everybody has work according to their nature. Sodharma nidhanam sriya paradharma bayavahat. And therefore somebody has to stick and go at that. Therefore these rishis, we can curse and kill all the rakshasas, but we will go out of our dharma. At the same time, you are a Kshatriya. Then Rama took this promise and Sita came to know. Sita is a very sober lady. She will not talk anything. She is a very perfect wife. But she was gently hearing about this. He has given the promise. She started telling three ways the people will get disturbed. One is by telling lies. Another is by taking another's wife. Third is killing untroubling people. First two things are not with you. Don't tell lie. You are such a person. Second thing, you don't look for other's wife. These two are perfect. But third thing, how did he enter you? Very gentle way, I am telling crude. That Ramana tells or Valmiki Ramana, very gentle way his presence. How it entered? These asura, they didn't disturb you. Now you have come here not as a Kshatriya, you have come as a Sadhu. You are supposed to follow the rules of this forest as a Sadhu. And why do you want to kill? And she tells a small nice story also to explain that. You don't mind, I will tell some small story she tells to Rama. And once somebody was doing some tapas, very heavy tapas. Somebody doing nice tapas, Indra gets disturbed because his post will be in danger. He may become next to Indra and he may lose it. Therefore Indra somewhat disturbed this person who is doing heavy. Then what happens is Indra comes and gives his nice sword, give to this person, please keep it and protect his sadhu. Keep it with you. This story is told by Sita to Rama. And whenever I come and take letter, he went off. But this sadhu is so perfectly, he was managing that sword. And he was continuously keeping with him in his hand. Because not to lose it, not to lose the word. He goes for cutting roots and fruits also, he takes the sword and go. Slowly, he got attached to this Kshatriya guna. Because he was continuously handling sword, he got that guna, he fell down. It is similar to like our Pardama Raja. He was thinking of the deer and he became attached like that. And she tells this story and tells, because you people are continuously holding this sword, it is not good. And please don't use the code. This asura, they didn't come, or rakshasa, they didn't come and disturb you. Why did you take the promise to kill them? Please don't kill them. Don't take the sword. Don't use the weapons. Don't kill them. So that the guna is matter for everybody. Your asura plays their role. Play their roles, and we are the enjoyer of this play. And not only enjoyer, we need to learn lesson from this play also. We have so much population with us playing different roles. Let us understand they are also having different roles according to Lord's plan, either directly or indirectly, by their karma or by Lord's wish. But we need to respect everybody's play in the drama. Even a gatekeeper has a role in the game. And similarly, we have to respect the gatekeeper. We have to respect the king also, we have to respect the gatekeeper in the drama. Everybody has somebody is doing good, somebody may do bad. For our look, in absolute platform, everything is okay. And therefore, let us be perfect than others. We know to look at others perfect. This type of development will help us to come out these Kali Yuga troubles most. And Sita tells these three things, you come out of the Kali Yuga troubles also. Then Manandidhi Sastra, she quotes also some other things. And so much we need to take care of our dealing, because with the people whom we are moving, who are sadhu or asadhu, but everybody has a role to play in this master game of or master drama of the Lord. They come with a specific purpose. That is why the purpose, our whole purpose is how you learn patience in moving with asadhus, how you become patient when you deal with the impatient people, and so many things. It's a learning process. It is a field of learning process, the earth is. And we come across everybody, every activity, we learn the things. That is the way we have to take advantage of all these puranas, all these pastimes. Otherwise, what is there? You just read it and this is like, okay, came and killed, he called the hooves and pull it and throw it and killed everything. What is finished, this whole pastime is. But Lord explains all this. And when these things comes, Krishna, that once Prabhupada in some lecture is mentioning, and some acharyas continues also, Rama made the promise, Krishna, that is why he didn't take any weapon in his leelas. You see, all the asuras he killed with hands or other things, horns and other things. And even in the last war, he didn't participate. He was took the promise that he will not fight, only as a charioteer. Even Balaram, he took Tithyatra events. He didn't want to fight. Mostly they avoided taking weapons and killing. Then Prabhupada tells in court, that's why in this, at least there he killed Asura. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu avatar, he killed Asura Bhava. He didn't kill any body of Asura. He killed the Asura Bhava in the nature. How? By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. This one full lecture Prabhupada is explaining very nicely how Mahaprabhu doesn't kill the asuras, but killed the asura bhavas, he taught us. Therefore, anybody has trouble, let them chant. One day they'll come back. Back and forth, maybe, they're according to their vasana, level of vasanas, but let us wait. We are also equal boat. We are not so advanced. We also have some difficulties. Let us improve ours and help others also improve. Then Krishna consciousness will be so blissful. Sadhu Sangha will be so nice. Now Sadhu Sangha become more trouble, because we feel so much disturbance. Sadhu Sangha is so nice. Why? We tell Sadhu Sangha Sarva Sastra Hai. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siti Hai. We think all others should be perfect, but we also should try to perfect. We also understand we are not perfect. When you quote somebody, others not perfect, we have to understand we are not perfect. One who is perfect will never call others not perfect. And certainly as a duty you may do, but never. Even if you do to somebody is imperfect, he will tell as a duty, without any selfish motive, without any false ego, only for the benefit of others, not out of his own benefit or nothing. These are the main reasons somebody tells others, correct others, and correct help. Always I like this proverb, one who has the mind to help has the right to criticize. One who has the mind to help has the right to criticize. You are criticizing somebody, okay, you should help him. that criticisms were for helping. Prabhupada called everybody rascal, everything, but his mind was full of helping. That's why nothing went wrong. His mind is full of helping mood. Similarly, your mood also should help the people. You do, you criticize, you shout, but you try to help him. That will be not out of your false ego, I am big man, I am a small man. Or not for, she is not hurting. You can help him, but you should not hurt him. It should be for correcting. And similarly, your false ego should not play the game. Or your own sense gratification should not play the game. My sense gratification is not perfect, that's why I fight with somebody. And then things will be perfect. Same way, this whole life, we should learn to live how we need to advance our... Advance means come out of duality. Seeing negative and the positive things, good and bad and everything, how to understand in right sense. Because it's a master game by the Lord. He has set up the game. Everybody has come to play. Why I think it is only my game? Others also have their role. And what Lord decided according to they play the role. Let us all play together towards the Lord. That's why the whole Vrindavan Leela is there. We think Vrindavan is not, even Krishna time, not all are devotees. Because the Leela should be perfect means some non-devotees also are there, asuras are there. That's why it will exist ever. All together. We play together. Enjoy together. Understand Krishna's time. And we advance ourselves. Improve ourselves. Try to make ourselves perfect. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Questions?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mohji, for wonderful life. You told some points in the middle that everyone is a devotee of the Lord. So at last, whatever things are happening, that is happening under the direction of the Lord. You give an example of Abhimanyu, that he is already returned back. After 16 years, he will be returned back to the place. So what happened to him? Some situations are coming in our life, and there are two choices are there. Every time there are two choices are there. So some told that one choice told that you can do this, one choice told that you can do this. So in that...
What are the two choices?
In any point of the life...
We have two choices, either this way or that way. Positive or negative.
Okay. At that time, how to understand that, what is the Krishna plan for us? Because both are looking good also and both have advantage and disadvantage also.
Therefore, sometimes the question is in a particular part of time of life, we have different choices, not necessarily two, many choices, which is good. At least one of the best thing is we take the advice of seniors. Because we are not in a perfect stage to understand. If you are perfect, your Paramatma will instruct. It's a Saitya Guru inside. Paramatma, another name is Saitya Guru, will instruct. Until we reach, we are not sure, we are not in a perfect stage. We always take the guidance from the Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. All three. But a Sadhu, Shastra also, to understand perfectly, we need our mind should be pure, good enough. Therefore, we need external Guru also. Either external Guru or internal Guru. Who can understand you, who can give the right advice? Not that everybody can give it. Who is dealing with you, who is, that they can help it. That's the right way of doing that. Sadhu Shastra Guru, we go according to that. But the Sadhu Shastra, to understand, we don't have such a perfect mind. Therefore, we need an external Guru, not internal Guru. Internal Guru is a Paramatma. External Guru is who guide you. Maybe Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, so many levels, somebody can guide you. Thank you. Backside questions.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you have wonderfully explained what we should do, but due to this material nature and practice of our daily life, our inner thoughts every time criticize others. We don't point ourselves that what we are as of now, but we point each and everyone in front of us that what they are doing, it is bad or good. Those we should not do it. How to train ourselves not to go for it?
The question is, not necessarily that you should not do it, like a father should tell the son, and family, the elder should teach things. So spiritually also, we are in a position to tell. If you don't tell, that is also wrong. Correct it. But the mood of how to tell it is very important. I remember it is some 30 years back I asked a question to my Guru Maharaj, very long time back. How to deal with all these things? We find some difficulty with the senior devotees. How to deal it? How to tell them? Then he was mentioning very nicely, if you find somebody, something you feel wrong, don't go and tell, you rascal, you did like this. You go and ask Prabhu, Shastra tells like that, Guru tells like that. Maybe you may be doing right way, but I may have understood wrongly. Can you kindly explain why are you doing like this? It looks little confusion for me. And if you don't mind, can you tell it? What is the reason? Go and approach. Then you are invoking Sattva Guna. Devotional. He also comes to devotional platform. If he is wrong, he'll explain, yes, I am wrong. He'll correct. If I have understood wrong, then he'll explain, no, I have not done for that. I have done different mode, different way. And if you invoke your rascal, then you are invoking our Rachasa Guna. And he also gets into that platform. Both of you go to material platform and fight there. This is the way you should approach every member. That means first you go in a humble mode. Second thing is you explain him in a helping mode. Make yourself very low, like how Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a blade of grass in his mouth. They are such fallen. They are not fallen, but they felt they are fallen really. And we should not think we are big. You go in a low mode and make them to feel comfortable and bring them to devotional mode and make the things clarify and do. Even if the question continues, even if that's not understanding what to do, then approach your senior Vaishnavas, take their guidance and through them you help the situation. But if you don't keep it in your heart and make it rotten like a, what is that, Steve, drainage, and whole devotion will be lost. Clear it, but in a clearing is a different way of things. Like I always used to tell in my thing is, when I was studying my schools, one of my teacher used to telling that those days normal phone, taking the phone, who are you? Many people ask, who are you? Message is, who are you? But the same thing, may you know who is speaking. Same meaning, but make other side comfortable. May I know who is speaking? That makes him more comfortable than, who are you? Like a beating on the face, who are you? This is a simple, common, material example how to deal, communicate with others. Then what to talk about in spiritual platform? We are dasanu das. But we are not dasanu das, we are basanu bas. We always talk in a bas mode. That's where the problem comes. This is like a very, actually our devotional things, when I tell many material people are that all of them, IBM, IIM and all those people, they understand, oh, such a nice philosophy is there. How to deal? I remember the communication is so much, but I did my master in communication, some other things in my MSc. I went to the library to check for communication books. Maybe some 2000 books in communication. I searched everything. I was looking for electronic communication. And I found 90% of books on human communication. How two people should talk and make them understand. Thank you. Somebody question.
Krishna, that's a nice expression. Thanks for it. Roji, as in Shastras told, and you
want. 1 minute. Let them finish. after the bell you can tell. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. As in Shastras, it is told that you also told that all are part and parcel of Lord. Then why Jivatma is doing this pap sins and all that? As we all know that we have to move in the 84 lakh species if we do pap and good. Then everyone is Lord's part and parcel. Why Jivatma does pap? Is he sin?
Why does the Jivatma?
He do like sins.
Why they commit sinful activities? Actually, to be frank, sinful activities are not absolute term, it's a relative term. Actually, sometimes which is looking sinful may not be sinful. As I told, it's a pre-planned drama. It goes according to that. For example, like Prabhupada tells many places, the jiva comes from the lower form of life, first to human form of life. They have that type of nature, like gypsies and all those people, their natures are very crude. But it is not for sin, because they have come just out of their previous low birth and they have come to human birth. They go. Maybe after few births, they will evolve to other births. And therefore, our sin cannot be related to absolutely a person. It's a relative to the person. That somebody doing some activity according to his nature, that is not wrong. But when it is not your nature, if you do, then it is wrong. Why that is not wrong means not that you are justifying he can do, but he is in the evolving process of perfecting himself. Therefore, after a few births, one or two births, he may be advancing. But you are little advanced, why do you want to do the lower level? That is your part, it becomes sinful. For example, all of us devotees, before becoming devotee, we have done so many nonsenses. We don't know they are wrong. To be frank enough, none of us know wrong many of the activities. But when we read sastra, when hear lecture, when practice, when chanting, we found many things are wrong. Then we try to perfect ourselves. Those days we didn't think it's wrong. Similarly, different level of people, different according their maturity, spiritual maturity, they act differently. Therefore, we need to tolerate and we try to help them according to the levels. Not because they are doing wrong and all things. We were also doing wrong. And similarly, it happens with many times when the devotees, when somebody become devotee, the way they behave with their relatives. They treat their relatives very sinful. As like they are born like a pure. Similarly, we are also like that. Some devotees' mercy, we have got this Krishna consciousness, we have come. Similarly, we should give others also. That is the way you should help. Not the simply criticism, you are wrong, you are eating that, this, and all. Simply criticizing, they will throw them out, eternally out. From Krishna consciousness. Even later they accept it, they cannot, out of false ego, they will not come to Krishna consciousness. But as a criticism when you are making, you should help them. Similarly, all these activities, these sinful activities are, everybody has it. Depends on their level of maturity, but over a period it will go. Krishna is taking care. Krishna guarantees. And the only way is we try to make more and more Krishna consciousness. We never bother about sinful activities. By thinking also we'll fall down sinful activities. Therefore we better concentrate on Krishna conscious activities. This will go automatically. Prabhupada tells a nice example of black ink. Our heart is full of dirt and things. It's like a black ink bottle. Put one drop of milk. No change. It's a black only. Put continuously dropping the milk. All black will, initially the mixed black and white will come out. Finally at one stage, all black will matter come, only milk will be there, fully white. Similarly, our Krishna conscious process also, we just go on dropping Krishna conscious activities in the heart, our mind and activity. By the process, all this dirt will go. Seto darpana marjanam bhava maha davakini nirvapanam. It burns out. We don't bother about sinful activities. We concentrate about our devotional activities. Hare Krishna. Time is there? Okay, last.
Thank you for very nice reception. So, Prabhuji, going by this lecture, I mean, sometimes our mind play game with us that, okay, whatever false, whatever wrong things we are doing, and we are not advancing in spiritual life also because of our some strong infatuation or something. So, it's okay to be in that way. So, where is the scope of improvement?
Where is the scope of
improvement?
So my improvement in such a situation.
Yeah. If my mind makes me understand.
The solution is very simple. Continue your devotional service, whatever be the situation. Like, not, don't think everybody has advanced. Everybody is advancing. And sometime you go start a devotional service, we have taken so many births which is not Krishna consciousness. Those vasanas and impression will be in our activities mind. We have to get rid of all those things by the process of devotional service. Now we have started. Continue, intentionally continue, more and more intentionally continue to go off. We have to wait. We need patience. We cannot see overnight it can change it. As an effort, you continue, it will go. Like Prabhupada tells the example, switch off the fan. You switch it off, but still it runs sometime and stops. Similarly, now you started devotional activities. You switch it off. Sometime it will go, all this mind disturbance, everything. But the day will come, you can perfectly understand and go. But we should not again switch on the fan. Means again, you should not start all the unnecessary activities, which can leave again impressions in our mind and the thoughts that will disturb the existing things. That's only. Thank you. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna.